neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
He felt that he's going to leave this olam. He's going to pass away. So the question that he's asked was only 147 years old. So his father and grandfather, they passed away. You know what age?
175.
Very nice. 175 and 180. So if he's only 147, it says that his end of life arrived, but it's far away from 180 and 175. No? So how did he feel that he's going to leave this world? Because he wanted to give blessing to his children. 147, it's way away.
He is shorter than his father.
So how come he felt that he's going to leave this world?
Saw Yosef.
I'm sorry?
Isn't it because he saw Yosef?
No, but here it says that his end of life arrived. It says, Ve'grevu yimei Yisrael lamut. That's what it says in the Torah. So there's a very beautiful insight, and it is that when he left the house of his Sadiq father-in-law, Laban, right? So when Laban, remember Laban? Yes? So he chased after them. So what was he looking for? For the idol, right? Who took the idol? Ahinimenu. So now, so he was accusing Yaakov Avinu that they took it. So Yaakov Avinu Alam Shalom was unaware that his wife took the idol. So he said, who are that has taken the idol, lo yichye, we should not stay alive. So now there's an interesting point here. Yichye, if you add it up, is exactly 33. So now, when he said he should not stay alive by saying such a negative reaction, because the Lachen Imenu will leave this olam early, so he lost his wife. So now, the sad part here is that this actually affected himself also. Because again, if you add 147 to 33, yeah, exactly, you get 180. So now here, he realized, if Lachen Imenu passed away so early, so there's a reason for it. So he looked into it and he realized when he told Laban that who that is taking the idol, he should not stay alive. Actually, he was the cause that Lachen Imenu passed away so early. Because he said, who has taken it, even though, God forbid,
why did Rachel take it?
And why did she take it? Because her intention was that her father should not be involved with such a matter, because he should not worship idols. But the problem here is that here he was affected by his negative statement, as well as that he harmed his wife. So that's why we see he felt that the end of his life has arrived. So that's why he called Yosef and so on. But actually, he's far away. 180 and 147 is far away. But he realized when he said Lo Yichye, he affected that the Lachen Imenu life will become shortened, and also himself. So now, what do we learn from here? It's a very important point that if such an aspect applies, that if one says something negative, and Chas V'Shalom will take to an action, more so if he said something positive. So when he said that he should not stay alive, so he affected Lachen Imenu and also himself. So now if he would say something positive, so more so he would have said. So how do we see this? So when the brothers came back from Egypt, right? So at the first time, what did they report to Yaakov Avinu? What did they tell him? How did they describe the Pharaoh, this vicious man? How did they describe him? He took Shimon, right? So now, if Yaakov are going to say, ay, 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 this vicious king, Hashem will kill him, right? So what would happen? What would happen?
Hashem would do it.
But what would happen exactly?
He would have killed Chas V'Shalom.
So now we see when they came back and reported to Yaakov Avinu that he's such a vicious man that, you know, how he spoke to us, he called us, we were spies, and he took Shimon, and he wants to have Binyamin back to him. So now he realized, you know, there's a reason that Rachel Imenu, such a disaster came about. So now he learned his lesson. So he was much careful that Chas v'Shalom would not say something negative. And if he would say something negative, he would lose Yosef as well. And that's what exactly the whole point here is. So many times people go through pressure, you know, something bothers them, and then they react. And Chas v'Shalom say something very, very not pleasant, negative. And you see what the outcome could come about. But here we have to be very cautious that Chas v'Shalom, no matter what, you have to only think positive to be able to say positive words. B'zad Hashem nizkei v'yeshuot b'sorot tovot b'zad Hashem. For kol am Yisrael, amen k'yot. Koyel ha'nishomot, halel ko halelu ko. Koyel ha'nishomot, nishomo sheli. Koyel ha'nishomot, halel ko halelu ko. Koyel ha'nishomot, nishomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.